Hi, this is Paul Jendraziak with Sunday Morning Town Square, and I'm joined by Gwen Huerta. She's the executive director of the Tulip Time Festival. The Tulip Time Festival is coming up May 5th to 12th in Holland, Michigan. How are you doing today, Gwen?
Doing great. Thank you, Paul.
So what's on tap for Tulip Time 2012?
Wow, we have a lot of great activities going on for 2012. We start off with a 5 and 10K run the first Saturday, kids carnival, art and craft fair, and a larger kids carnival or older kids carnival, and just a lot of great entertainment in the following week.
So for those who haven't been to Tulip Time, can you kind of walk me through what the experience will be like?
We are a small community in Holland that puts on a tulip festival that's very family-friendly. We have three parades that folks love to come out to. We've got a lot of the typical carnival food. We have shows and activities for the kids to do throughout the week. And it's just a lot of fun. It's like coming to a 8-day party.
Sounds good to me. Now, is there a cost for some of the events, Gwen?
The parades are, of course, free. They're right down the main street, which is 8th Street in Holland. Watching the Dutch dancers are free.
Okay.
If people are going to any of the local art and culture shows, there are ticket prices for those, and they vary, but anywhere from $15 to $39.
Now, can folks get a ticket package that'll cover multiple events, or is it all single event priced?
They're all single event priced if you're going to the shows.
Okay. Now, if they want to get tickets ahead of the festival, where can they do that?
They can do that by going to our website, which is tuliptime.com, and you can order tickets right there, or people can call our office directly.
Now, what are some of the events that you're most looking forward to, Gwen?
Well, I'm looking forward to probably three things that I think are really exciting this year. One is our Dutch Marketplatz, which is a great place to experience Dutch food, arts and crafts. You can buy authentic Dutch Delftware, and that event is going on for most of the week, and that's a free event, and it's wonderful. A great place to really see the authentic Dutch heritage of our community. The family rest area is brand new for us this year. It's on 8th Street, and will offer a place for people to sit and relax with the kids. There's stroller and wheelchair rental available, and Kevin Comrade and his puppet friends in theater will be performing every day in the park. So that's, I think, going to be a great kind of respite, too, for some of the families with smaller kids who might have been walking around town for a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, our parades. Our Saturday parade is our music parade, and we have over 30 bands this year. We have a couple of great entries from outside our local community, as well as our local bands that really make that parade fabulous.
Who are some of the local bands?
The Holland High School Band, the West Ottawa Band, Hamilton Band, Black River, Zealand, all Holland Christian, all the local high schools in the community all participate in that parade on Saturday.
Now, I know the festival is always a huge draw. What's the parking situation? What recommendations do you have for people to come into town for that?
Well, we are doing a quick trip shuttle this year for parking, and I think that's a great way for people to get around town. The map is on our website, but the process would be to park at D&W Grocery Store on the north side of Holland, or the Ditto Lot, which is at US 31 and 8th Street, and then it'll take you right downtown. You can get off at the City Flats Hotel and walk town, and every 15 minutes, it'll come right back to any of those locations, and you can hop back on. It's $1 per ride per person.